Now, the US State Department has issued a travel warning to all Americans heading to Europe over the summer, citing the risk of potential terrorist attacks. RT's Anastasia Chirkina has the details.
We're now learning that the U.S. State Department has issued a warning for American tourists not to travel or reconsider their travel plans to Europe specifically, to Europe in general this summer, and to the Euro 2016 specifically, which kickstarts here on June 10th and is going to attract 2.5 million people from all over the world and continue until July 10th. They're saying that this tournament could be a potential target for terrorism activities. So the State Department has issued this warning that they have said on their website is going to be extended until August 31st, 2016. Of course, making it obvious that it's directly going to affect potential tourists coming here to France for this European Championship. And this is something that the European officials here, particularly in France, of course, have been concerned about, considering this latest wave of strikes that we're seeing unraveling in France with railway stations, metro, and towards the end of the week, potentially airports striking against labor law reforms that the government is trying to push along with. We do know that concerns have been high that this could affect tourism. So now this latest terror alert is certainly something that is going to be bothering French officials here on the ground. We can take a listen to what was said by the French and German intelligence services on this. Let's take a listen.
We know that ISIS has the European Championships in its sights.
They will try to hit as soon as possible and achieve the greatest possible impact.
Of course, all of this comes on the heels of France preparing for this European tournament with concerns very high that the strikes and now this latest terror alert is going to be something that's going to be affecting those who are planning to come here.
Earlier, we spoke to European security expert Ricardo Beretsky. He believes that the terror threat is real.
Last year, before the terror attack, 6 months before the terror attacks began, the US also issued a warning, and that warning in the report was actually bluntly ignored by most of the countries in Europe. So this comes as no surprise, that they made this announcement. And of course, they are concerned that the security forces as a whole is not paying attention to the growing threat of ISIL. I think the risk is rather large. Seeing the fact that there's a lot of things happening at the moment, we're also seeing instability movements across Europe happening. We're seeing the riots in France. We see the riots in Brussels today, a few weeks ago in Berlin. So there's a growing movement on the ground. So there's two factors of risk. The one is the security risk of external threats and the risk from internal threats. So both factors is a dangerous situation at this point in time.